name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. There is an idea or a principle floating around out there called enculturation, and it's in its extreme form. It's, well, the church needs to adapt itself to cultures, and not view the world as an enemy, but adapt yourself to the world. That didn't work too well for Solomon, did it? Solomon looked around and he said, well, all the other kings have tons of wives, so I'll have tons of wives too, because this is how in the ancient world they cemented alliances. And they said, well, my wives don't worship our God, so I'll let them worship their God. I'll be tolerant. And his heart was taken from God, and he ended up worshiping these other false gods who are really masks of the devil. And so, whenever you hear about this enculturation, how the church needs to be more modern, more with the world, remember Solomon. It didn't work out good. And particularly remember the fact that we just got done hearing a series of readings telling us how wise Solomon was, how good he was, how his fame spread throughout the world. And that was all true. Young Solomon was wise. He begged God for wisdom, and he was given wisdom. Yet in his old age, he fell from wisdom. So this should be a warning to all of us that no matter how good we are, we can still blow it before the end. And there's the flip side. No matter how bad we are, we can still repent before the end. Can. Not necessarily will. Can. It's possible. So never consider it a done deal. Never let that pride that you're God's favorite get in your mind, because you can be brought low through sin. Now, regarding our first reading, I once heard it said that a priest said, well, Jesus would never have said this. He would never have said that it's not good for the dogs to be fed before the children. Yes, Jesus did say it. How do we know? It's in the sacred scripture. He said it. And what is, he wasn't being a racist or he wasn't sinning. It was true. He was sent first to the children of Israel. And this was a aphorism at the time, to say, you give to who is proper first. And that's true. You feed your own children before you feed strangers. It's what you do. What is truly remarkable is the humility of this woman, who realizes that she had no claim on Jesus' mercy, and yet she asked it all the same, and she accepted what many people would consider a rebuke with humility and grace. And because of this, her request was granted. And so, remember, we have no claim on God. You can't say to God, you owe me, because he doesn't. And yet God still gives us so many good things, even though we have absolutely no claim upon him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.